Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Matthew Continetti's The Right, the 100-Year War for American Conservatism is a political and intellectual history of the American conservative movement across the 20th and early 21st centuries. Rather than treating conservatism as a single ideology or reducing it to one leader, the book traces how the right developed through competing schools of thought, activist networks, and party sankirsh over time. It follows conservatism from the progressive era to the Trump era, showing how arguments about markets, religion, foreign policy, race, and the role of the state shaped the movement's evolution. The book is designed to explain both the origins of modern conservatism and why its internal tensions still matter. Its central purpose is analytical to clarify how a movement that often presents itself as defending tradition has repeatedly reinvented itself in response to new political pressures. As a result, the book works both as a historical narrative and as a guide to understanding today's Republican Party and the broader American right. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the conservative movement emerged from intellectual networks rather than mass instinct. A major contribution of the book is its argument that American conservatism did not begin as a simple popular reaction to liberalism. Continetti describes it as a movement built first by writers, editors, philosophers, policy thinkers, and activists, who gradually created a shared language and institutional base. This matters because it changes how the right is understood. Conservatism becomes a constructed political tradition, not a fixed inheritance. The book follows how these intellectual circles turn scattered criticisms of progressivism into durable organizations, journals, campaigns, and policy coalitions. That institutional growth helped the movement survive setbacks and eventually shape national politics. By emphasizing intellectual formation, Continetti also explains why conservative debates often remain so theory-heavy and internally divided. The movement was never only about elections. It was also about defining what counted as legitimate authority, what kind of freedom markets should protect, and how much modern government could be accepted without abandoning conservative principles. This origin story gives the rest of the book its structure and helps explain why conservatism has repeatedly evolved rather than remaining static. Secondly, the right is a coalition of rival traditions, not a single ideology. Continetti's history is especially strong in showing that the American right contains multiple and sometimes conflicting traditions. He treats conservatism as a coalition made up of free market liberals, neoconservatives, paleoconservatives, religious activists, anti-communists, populists, and various intellectual outsiders. This framing is important because it explains why internal conflict has been so persistent. Different factions have agreed on opposition to liberalism, but they have disagreed about nearly everything else: the size of government, the meaning of national identity, the role of religion in public life, America's global responsibilities, and the legitimacy of elite institutions. The book shows that these disagreements were not accidental side issues, but central features of the movement's development. Conservatism succeeded politically in part because it could unite groups with different motives under a common banner. At the same time, that coalition produced recurring instability because no faction fully controlled the whole movement. By mapping these tensions carefully, the book helps readers understand why the right has often looked coherent in opposition, yet fragmented in power. It also provides a more realistic portrait than any account that treats conservatism as if it were simply one creed with one natural endpoint. Thirdly, the recurring struggle between respectability and radical energy. One of the book's most important themes is the tension between conservatism's desire for mainstream acceptance and its attraction to sharper, more disruptive forms of politics. Continetti shows that the right has often tried to present itself as responsible, constitutional, and moderate enough to govern within the American system. Yet it has also repeatedly been pulled toward figures and movements that reject elite consensus, intensify cultural conflict, or favor a more combative style of politics. This struggle gives the book much of its interpretive force. It explains why the movement can appear cautious in one era and insurgent in another, and why its rhetoric often differs from its governing behavior. The book suggests that this tension is not a recent accident, but a recurring pattern in the history of conservatism. Every attempt to broaden the coalition brings the problem of boundary setting: what should be included, what must be expelled, and how far can a movement go before it stops being recognizably conservative? By focusing on this dynamic, Continetti provides a framework for understanding the rise of populist energy inside the right without treating it as entirely foreign to conservatism's past. The book therefore reads as both history and diagnosis. Fourthly, conservatism as a defense of American political moderation against liberal excess. Continetti's historical argument is not simply that conservatism resists change. He presents it as a force that often seeks to preserve the stability and moderation of the American political order when liberalism becomes overextended overconfident, or insufficiently restrained. This is a subtle but important claim because it recasts conservatisms as reactive in a constructive sense rather than merely obstructive. In the book, the right acts as a counterweight that pushes back against policy expansion, administrative overreach, cultural radicalism, and ideological simplification. That role helps explain why conservatives have sometimes defended institutions they once criticized, or accepted limited government compromises that do not fit a pure anti-state posture. The book suggests that American conservatism has survived by adapting to the system it claims to protect. In practice, that means it often works less as a program for total transformation than as a series of adjustments meant to slow change, preserve constitutional norms, and keep politics within manageable bounds. This interpretation gives the book its broader significance. It is not only the history of a movement, but also an argument about how American liberal democracy maintains balance through opposition. Lastly, Trump, national populism, and the future of the conservative tradition. The book connects the century-long history of conservatism to the contemporary Republican Party, with Donald Trump serving as a major test case for the movement's future. Continetti uses Trump-era politics to show how old conservative institutions and ideas were strained by new forms of populist energy, anti-elite resentment, and cultural confrontation. The point is not just that Trump disrupted the right, but that his rise exposed unresolved tensions inside it. Some conservative themes, such as distrust of elites and frustration with centralized power, could be absorbed into populist politics. Other traditional conservative commitments, including institutional restraint, free market orthodoxy, and respect for norms, came under pressure by ending in the present. The book argues that the history of conservatism is unfinished, and that the movement's future will depend on whether it can reconcile these competing impulses. This makes the book especially useful for readers trying to understand current Republican dynamics. It does not offer a simple prophecy, but it does show that Trump did not appear out of nowhere. Instead, he emerged from long-standing conflicts that had already shaped the American right for decades. In conclusion, the right is best suited for readers who want a serious history of American conservatism rather than a partisan summary or a short account of recent elections. Political historians, students of the Republican Party, journalists, and general readers trying to understand the intellectual roots of today's right will all find it valuable. Its main benefit is perspective. It places current disputes about populism, institutions, markets, religion, and nationalism inside a much longer story, which makes contemporary politics easier to interpret. The book also stands out because it treats conservatism as a living and internally divided tradition, not a fixed ideology built around a single hero or era. Compared with more polemical books on the left or right, it is more useful as a map of how the movement actually formed, adapted, and fractured. Readers come away with a clearer sense of why conservative politics keeps reinventing itself and why its internal contradictions matter so much. For anyone trying to understand where the American right came from and why it looks the way it does now, this book offers one of the most comprehensive accounts available. If you would like to support Matthew Continetti, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.